discipleship, mentorship, and fathering. We're having a family time recently when my younger daughter uttered this statement. I know that this spiritual father. We wondered why she came up with that statement. So we went on to ask, so who is he? Here was her response. Daddy's first spiritual father is God, while the second spiritual father is Daddy Areogun. A level of thinking is instructive. This is Destiny Capsules Devotional with Demola Awoyele. Friend, there are lessons on spiritual fathering that are worth paying attention to. Spiritual fathering is not just a denominational doctrine or some people's philosophy of life and ministry. It is a biblical principle that shapes destinies and the purposes of God on earth. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 15. One of the gaps you should fill in your life this year is spiritual fathering and destiny training. Why did my daughter know my spiritual father? Why does she even know that there is something called spiritual fathering? It is what she had caught around me since her birth. Philippians 4 verse 9. I don't think she has any sermon note on the subject, but I'm sure she has enough examples and evidence around my life and ministry. She had seen me talk about my spiritual father. My children have met him a number of times. They've had him pray for me and the family. They've seen me listen to his teachings over and over again. Do you know your spiritual father? 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Do people around you know him with you? John 14 verse 7. Does your fiance or fiancée know who you are following? Who can your spouse report you to if necessary? Who do you constantly talk about? Who has influenced and shaped your thinking, philosophy, and life's journey? Who is that person who has accommodated your destiny in his calling and ministry? Galatians 4 verse 19. Discipleship, mentorship, and fathering are a trio everyone needs to fulfill destiny. Although the three are related but are distinct in their roles in our lives. While a discipler helps you to become like Jesus, a mentor helps you to succeed in specific areas of your life, and a father prepares and sensitizes you for destiny. Esther chapter 4 verse 14. The foundation for success and fulfillment is discipleship. You must become like Jesus, and someone has to help you with that. 1 Corinthians 11 verse 1. Until you become like Jesus, every other thing you become is a waste. Philippians 3 10 to 14. Some people have gone ahead of you in specific areas of your life. You need such mentors to show you the way and lead you on the path. Ecclesiastes 10 verse 15. A spiritual father is ordained by God to guide you in fulfilling your destiny. His work is holistic and multifaceted. He helps you to grow in God and maintain balance in all areas of your life as you fulfill destiny. 2 Timothy 1 5 to 7. Do you have a spiritual father? I pray for you today that the revelation of spiritual fathering will dawn on you. And may God lead you to a spiritual father, and may you follow to become and fulfill your God-given destiny. This is a blessed day for you. Go and win with Jesus. You will succeed. And bye for now.